Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gene Conley. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a line drive towards third. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Temple reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive towards short. Button reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Temple reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive towards the mound. Conley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball 4. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley strikes out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to second. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Phillips reaches second base with a double. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Romano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Conley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2 to nothing, Red Sox. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0 for 1 in the game. Conley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Locke now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Schilling moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schilling scores. Geiger moves to third. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Geiger scores. There goes Wirtz trying to get to third. Kirkland throws the ball into Phillips, who tags Wirtz for the out. Malzone moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall bunts towards the mound. Conley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Temple moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Jensen moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Button bunts towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Jensen moves to third. Hardy moves to second. One out. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Conley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Jensen scores. Hardy moves to third. Schilling moves to second. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Dick Stigman now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Romano hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 3 in the game. Nixon hits a pop-up towards the mound. Stigman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jensen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hardy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a line drive into left field. Hardy picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hardy. Held moves to second. Don Dillard pinch hits for Dick Stigman. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Held moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Conley strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Schilling hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkland hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-4 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.